Have you got Marika on?
Blog Talk Radio.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc., or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul.
Everyone, welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. This is Gary Moore, and I'm in America, and we've got Jen Christie in the UK, and Pure Wind Song in Holland. Ladies, are you there? Hello.
Hello, and welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Great.
Here we are.
Yeah, week 29. Can you believe?
Week 29. Who's doing the counting on all this anyway? I haven't been counting.
Wow. Oh, dear. Anyway, it's been a gorgeous day here today, lovely and sunny. Is it nice there?
Yes, it is. It's a little bit overcast with the clouds, but the sun is out, and it's quite warm and quite pleasant. And the snow is melting like crazy. I love
it. Is it? Oh, we've no snow. It's all gone. It all went. And we're going to be talking about ascension today. And Gary's going to be in a beautiful meditation, sovereign meditation, is it called?
Sovereign
something
harmony,
like that.
Yes.
Sovereign. Uh-huh. Oh, sovereign harmony. Sounds gorgeous. And Marika, you've been off doing some workshops this week, last weekend, haven't you? And you're going to be telling us about those, aren't you? About the workshops.
Could you tell us a little bit about that, Marika?
It was so amazing. It was really amazing. We did ceremony 2 evenings, and during daytime we did working on yourself, developing yourself together, and we talked about the influence of how you are born, and how you can remember that that your body has the consciousness of your birth and the effects that they have in your life. And I saw a lot in that, and I went to my own birth again, because when someone holds their hands on your head, then the body reminds itself how it was when you were born. And I experienced so many things. I have remembered things from past lives, and why I really am who I am. You know, I really understand myself a lot better right now.
Really?
So, and we went through, and to that experience, how the soul, when you die in a life, and the cycles that a soul is going through from that till the life, to rebirth, and all the kinds of worlds that there are, where the angels are, and that all worlds are here right now. But because of the vibration, we tune into our radio station with our bodies. We can see what we can see right now, but when we were in group energy, we could experience a lot more. So I saw, like, Mother Mary energies.
So everybody was together, focused with one heart, one mind.
Really, yes. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds it.
Yes. And I think we can try in another show, of course, like a ceremony like that, to do that together on radio, because
I would love that. Yeah,
I think that is going to be amazing when we do that.
Sounds it. Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to be playing music and talking about ascension, because the goldringwetpaint.wetpaint.com is basically an ascension site. Therefore, you don't hear much talk about religion on it as such, although members are originally from all religious persuasions and none. And ascension is achieved by activation of the Merkava, which is known as the Chariot of Ascension, which is the divine light vehicle allegedly used by ascended masters. Mer means light, Ka means spirit, and Va, which is spelt with a V, means body. And the Merkava means the spirit body surrounded by counter-rotating fields of light. So it looks like the Star of David. And have you seen the program World in Action in the UK? Because I think it was, it was used as the theme for that, the logo for the World in Action program. Sketched by Michelangelo, obviously years and years and years ago. And but more simply, it looks like a golden ball of light called a star tetrahedron. Once activated, it is capable of carrying the body to higher dimensions. It's also called the light body. And you can do meditations to activate it by just imagining your light body coming down into your body, or imagining pyramids. And so there's a pyramid from your waist pointing up to the sky, another pyramid from your waist pointing down to the ground, and then there's one that cuts you in half right down the length of the body. And the process of continually attuning to the nature and vibration of the universe awakens a deeper experience of the truth of the connectedness of all life. And the activation of the Merkava is a vital process on completing ascension. And it sounds like an absolutely amazing experience. I've done a few meditations myself. Have you done any to activate the Merkava, Marika?
Actually, not really. But I have experienced how it feels.
Yes, because you've been to the Central Sun, haven't you? I've been to the Central Sun, so I obviously went in my light body. Because you can't go in your physical body.
No.
So we obviously went there in our light bodies, so we must have activated ours. But
you
don't really need to do a lot to activate it, because when you're born, it's actually ready to be activated, and all really you have to do is be aware of it and think about it and just do a few simple meditations in order to really get it activated, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just all it takes is that thought, you know. Now I leave my Merkaba double parked all over the place.
Oh. I thought I saw you the other week downtown in our town.
Yeah. You know you're a light worker when you can double park your Merkaba at the airport and everything's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Right, we've got a lovely song to play, don't we?
We do. Yes, we do. It's the Chariot of Ascension.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. It's appropriate.
And that's the one we'll play while everyone gets their candles ready. Yes, and we'll be back momentarily.
Yeah, we're going to light the candles and get you water as well while you're there, and some incense to burn.
And park your Merkaba, that's right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wow, love that. Yes, I've just been corrected. It was Da Vinci that painted the Merkaba, not Michelangelo. Sorry, as I was just saying, I've got the wrong teeth in tonight. These are the dogs. No, I'm only joking. These are all my own teeth, and I was just putting a couple of drac fans as well. Just joking, of course. And you've told us about your experience over the weekend. Have you anything to add on that, or did you want to say anything about ascension, Marika?
I experienced how important it is to be in totally in silence, and when you hold your body really still, you know, like Zen Buddhism, then you are so able to go within, and then you have your own ascension within yourself. So that was my experience of that you can ascend already to go within yourself, and then you stay on the vibration that you're tuned into. So then you meet people who are on the same vibration like we actually already do in this show. On the call train.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they mean when they say like-minded people.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're that sounds like a lovely experience. Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was wonderful. Mm.
Wow.
What kind of a ceremony did they do to get you in that vibration? Oh. Could you talk about a little bit about what they did?
We went inside, and we went in a circle together, holding each other's hands, and we asked. It was from the four directions, but then they have other names for it because it was from another country.
Yeah.
They called in the guidance, and we were visualizing ourselves in the light, that the light was surrounding us,
mm-hmm.
And we were fasting, so not eating, only drinking water, having some tea, and singing together, and then be silent, and then singing, and be silent again, and then listen to things which came up. And the man who leaded the ceremony is an energy worker, so he feels group energy, and that's, I know that I feel group energy as well. So it was really nice for me to recognize that.
Uh-huh.
To see someone who has the same gift that I have, or knowledge from past lives, actually, that when you are in a group of people and you go within and you look back to your life and the experience that you have and there, I hear a strange sound. Okay, now it's better. And then that when you, and he asked, it's a technique, you know, that asking questions, watching through your body, the reactions in your body, they tell you something. So, for example, when you feel a pain in your belly, you go to that and you think, why is my belly hurting? And then you go to the next, and then to the next, and so you go deeper and deeper and deeper inside yourself and in the cell memory of your body, because the body reminds a lot. And for it was really emotional because for a lot of people, like-minded people, had that. In their life, but you are taught how to see it from the heart. You know, you have to feel, and that's not, for me, that was not difficult because That's, in fact, the only thing that I know how to do that.
You do that quite naturally. Yes, you do. Yeah.
So I feel, and when you go into your heart center, and then you look at your experience from love, then you're able to forgive and to see why you have had these experiences, so you can forget the others and yourself. And
that is right along the lines of the meditation that I recorded and uploaded.
Yeah, so, and it's so funny because for the people who are listening, we had invited Raisa to come over as our special guest, but Raisa was really,
right?
really busy. And he apologized for that. So, in fact, Shana and Gary had to prepare the show, and I was not there because I was in ceremony. And I took my MP3 player with me, and I constantly played when we were free. I listened to the heart song of Miss Magical and Gary Moore, and I came home. And you scheduled it in the show, so it was so amazing. I was really connected with you all. And it was really wonderful to experience that, so that we were in alignment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we always are, aren't we?
What did you say, Shana?
Oh, just saying we always are in alignment, aren't we?
Yes, we always are. But
and Miss Magical and I are too, because when
sometimes
she'll write a song and I'll write a song, and it'll have the same title, you know. And you know, although they're completely different songs, we're just sort of on the same wavelength, and we think that we get our songs from the same place, you know, up there, wherever they come from. Anyway, have we got time? Are you going to speak about Ascension, Gary? Or are you going to tell us anything about your suffering meditation?
Well, yes, so we'll talk about that. They're one and the same, actually. It actually is a benefit toward ascension. I wrote this, Asa and I actually did this one. We collaborated on this over a year ago and went back and forth and discussed different things and came up with this meditation and It is about grooming the light body and preparing yourself for ascension. And that is, that we make ourselves sovereign and harmonious within. And it's about detaching the energetic cords from people whom in our lives may or may not have been in our best interest or whatever. And it basically is just to groom the light body and prepare in preparation for ascension. And it was to date, it was the hardest one I've ever had to do, because I had to really get in the zone when I was laying down the vocal tracks. And then I had to put on the technical hat and work the technical things at the same time. And it was very difficult. This one was really a challenge to lay it down. And I really don't have an explanation as to why, other than that. It was just I had to wear two hats in the assembly of this. And it took a long time.
Oh.
It took about 3 months, actually, for me to record it. So it took
a
while.
I was going to say, women are used to wearing more than one hat at a time. Women can multitask really well, but I think men find it much more difficult, don't they, Marika? Anyway, we've got a link to a video, if you're ready to play that.
Right.
And anybody? And Marika will do the countdown, won't she? Oh, you've got the link.
And it's about so global Marika's ascension and rebirth.
Yes, it is, yeah. So when you've got...
Right here.
When you've clicked on your link and paused the sound and turned it down... put your hearts up, and then Marika will do the countdown.
Send up a heart in the chat room, and Marika, in her inimitable way, will do the countdown. She's the only one that can do this right.
Yes, she is.
Is she there? She may have gone to the garden. I don't hear her.
I doubt it. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll count that.
No, she's put the link up, so she's obviously
there. Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted.
She was muted.
We're talking about you behind your back, look.
She was giving us all that profound revelation all on mute.
I know. Oh, Gary thought you'd gone to the garden, to put it nicely.
Yeah, I hear it. And I answered him. But
I'm
sorry.
We're muted. Right.
Okay.
I say the best things when I'm muted.
Shall I tell something more in the meanwhile? What I experienced to give an example from my own birth, what it has on my life, so maybe people can recognize something, okay? I went back to the consciousness of my body from my birth, and when I felt myself being in the womb of my mother, and my soul thought, I go down to earth because I want to send love and I want to guide people in group energy, in spiritual development, and etc.
Uh-huh.
So I was really happy in my mother's womb, and then it was time that I was going to be born again. And then the energy where my soul comes from was so really high, and the energy on Earth is really low because a human body cannot exist. That's why the energy is low on planet Earth. So when I came out, I felt the energy and I dropped down and I didn't breathe anymore because they have to slap me. Is that a good word? With a hand on my butt.
Yes, bottom.
They slapped my
bottom
really hard, and I felt that really. I had to take a little bit of time to get my start on Earth because of the energy exchange, what I felt. And every day when I wake up, I cannot wake up. It feels every day for me like I have to land on planet Earth again. And the man who guided the session, he said, I know that. That's because of your birth. People like you don't want to be rushed or whatever. So I recognized that totally. It was so funny. And what all the other people had experienced, it explains a lot, you know, when you go back to that state. Yeah. Ooh. Really amazing.
That's an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
It is,
yeah.
That could help explain why I have trouble getting up in the morning.
See, and my two children, they have the same, but they have
and
actually.
Miss Magical says the same for me.
Yeah,
Well, I don't have any problem at all.
So you
I
was born
up in the morning. I'm a morning person. Anyway, we better get this video on, or else we're going to be running out of time. As usual.
Okay, well, Marika, you're not muted anymore, so you count us down. You know.
Okay, I'll count you down. Yeah. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Thank you. Did we lose sound? Yes.
Sounds like
we
it.
We did too. I'm not in a switchboard, so I cannot help you.
Oh, well, I thought Gary was sorting out. Never mind, we'll carry on. We'll do the next part. We won't bother with any more of that because obviously it wasn't meant to be, was it?
Okay.
So
whatever.
We'll just carry on with whatever we're doing. Okay.
Okay, that's good.
So we'll do our candle ceremony now, I think, shall we?
Yes.
I don't know what's happened to Gary. Has he dropped off?
I think Gary dropped off, so you have to cue then.
It's all right. Okay. Okay, we'll do the candle ceremony now. We light the candles to signify that we're a circle of love and light. And because fire is very powerful. So you can light your what do they call it? I've gone brain dead as well.
Still watching the video, apparently.
Oh, well, that's what it is, yeah, something like that. And are you going to cue the music, Gary? Track 11.
Yes.
Oh, it's all right, I'll do it.
Okay, I'll let you do it.
Okay.
That way you get the feel for the switchboard.
As I was saying, fire is a very powerful tool, and along with prayer and focused intention, it helps us to manifest our goals, which are to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and to Mother Earth and the nature ways in the animal kingdom, plants and animals as well. Right, there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and so we're going to ask them to join us, and we're going to say the names three times, as three is a sacred number that maximizes this energy. Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Please could we ask for the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we'll ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 23 therapists in the room, and we're going to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shana. Dear Ray Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries, all over the world. You may close your eyes and visualize with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath, we feel the beat of her heart through our body, and we all start fighting her heart as part. We feel this energy reaching our heart, and our heart is so warm, they're overflowing with love. All the energy you can imagine as the purest, those sense of purity, and become aware of connection again. You know, that way it's a small relationship. By the time the energy reaches high, we feel our head tiny. And when we beyond Father's God, giant book, so thick. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Request, and the book opens. You can write down all names you would like in that book. But the first name they write down in gray is your own. Please go ahead and write it in. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. You are the connection between heaven and earth through your breath. That's what makes the connection. And when you feel the energy going through your body, you may direct through your heart to any human, animal, or plant you like, just by lighting up a praise. You can write down feeling something that is already in there. Go ahead. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the flow that it was slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love you give. Heal the breath. And sit down, very comfortable, and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to the beautiful meditation of Gary Moore. Thank you.
Hello friends and welcome. In this session, we'll be cleansing the energy body, clearing away any discordant energies that may be present, releasing the unwanted and revitalizing our light bodies to shine in greater potency and clarity. Through the course of daily life and our interactions with others, we unconsciously form subtle energetic connections and entanglements between our own energetic field and those we have come in contact with, either directly or indirectly. Often these connections are positive and support our joy and spiritual evolution, particularly with family and loved ones and spiritual companions. Other times, however, imbalanced connections are formed where the energy exchange is not equal, or the energy that is being sent or received is of a discordant vibrational quality. In this session, we are, in a sense, grooming our light body. When we form critical interpretations or judge others and ourselves, those thoughts manifest in the energetics of our emotional nature. Our thoughts and feelings actually reach out to the person that we have thoughts and feelings about, connecting us to them with conduits of vibrational exchange. Loving thoughts send healing and empowering energy, while judgmental thoughts and their emotional vibrations send disempowering frequencies. Feelings like envy and jealousy can draw energy from someone, while feelings of anger can send out shards of dissonant energy. Since the energy we give others is also added into our own field of vibration, we want to always send forgiving, positive, loving thoughts and feelings to others. Likewise, when others find fault in us, there is an exchange that does not resonate with the vibrational quality of the true self. We will want to clear up these connections as often as necessary, to radiate in the harmony of our own sovereign, free-flowing energy field. In this meditation, we will release energetic thought forms that do not serve our loving intention of well-being, removing the connections that channel those frequencies to us. Then we will invoke the harmonic frequencies of love and healing that brighten our energy body, empowering us in the higher harmonics of peace. As we use our inner vision to imagine the healing and brightening of our energy field, we are actually engaging the part of our nature that interacts with the subtle, unconscious field of thought forms and emotions. The intentions and vibrations of our mental and emotional nature is imprinted in the ethereal colors of our light body and ultimately manifest in consciousness as sensations and experiences. So when we imagine something clearly, we are directing the vibrational field that surrounds us, actualizing the frequencies associated with the imagery we give to our consciousness. So, as you turn inside, relaxing your body, closing your eyes, just gently turn your thoughts in favor of your breathing. Let's take 4 deep breaths to circulate flow and relax into this process. 1. Very good. Now I would like you to imagine that you're sitting in a large theater. You're sitting in a big comfortable chair all by yourself in the upper balcony. In this grand theater, the lights are dim and you can see the stage below. Down beneath you at about a 45 degree angle, you see an empty stage in the center of your field of vision. I would like you to invite or imagine people that you know to begin to come out onto that stage. Bring them out onto the stage, anyone who you have had a significant experience. Yes, I know there are likely to be a lot of people on that stage, but this stage is a special stage, and it can expand to whatever size it needs to be in order for you to accommodate everyone. Let your higher self and unconscious mind remind you of the people that are appropriate to come out and participate in this process. Think of your family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, competitors, or anyone from your past or present that you feel there has been a significant exchange of energy, either positive or negative. We are going to send these people blessings and clear up anything that may be unsupportive or unfinished. So put everyone up on the stage that you feel is appropriate. The most important people to place on this stage are those with whom you have had a negative experience, because these energies, no matter how subtle, have a direct impact on your thinking and feeling nature. You may have clear images or vague images, and that's okay, because your unconscious mind remembers everything and knows precisely who to bring on this stage. Just allow yourself to trust that the intelligence of love is masterful in locating connections that are being healed. Okay, excellent. Now, if you would like your spiritual guides and angelic companions to be present with you in this process, you can welcome them to come and be with you in the balcony. Now, you may imagine standing up in front of your seat, looking down on the stage. Imagine that a fine mist of white light begins to rain down on you. Imagine that this white light begins to enter through the top of your head and begins to flow into your heart, filling your heart with this sparkling, warm, liquid light. This light is the light of universal love and comes directly from the source of all that is. Everything it touches becomes cleansed and revitalized and gets brought into vibrational harmony with its power. You can feel its warmth and gentle tingling sensation of its potency, opening the conduits of flow into your crown and heart.
You may imagine lifting your arms with your palms facing upward. Notice that this liquid light begins to spill over the brim of your heart and flows into your arms, down into your hands. It knows precisely where to go and what to do as it begins to leap out of the palms of your hands. Watch as this liquid light pours out of your hands and begins to softly rain down on the people who are standing on the stage. Just let yourself feel the essence of this energy as it flows through the top of your head, down into your heart, and out through your hands. Imagine that as this light descends onto the stage, the people begin to feel its healing energy. And you can even imagine that this cleansing mist is washing away the murky colors from their energy fields. See them become vibrant and peaceful as this energy washes away the negative emotions. The feelings carried within this white mist are those of compassion and understanding, and imbues you with the capacity to release all the past thoughts and emotions associated with these people. You can feel in an ever greater degree the pure love that shines above all personal interpretations, and so you accept and love yourself no matter what the specific personal valuations are being released. And because this pure love is universal, it is extended to the people on your stage without exception and free from any need for being returned. Now radiate this energy from the source of love. Wonderful. Now simply allow the white mist to continue to flow, and notice that there are some energy cords or conduits of flow that connect you to these people. These cords represent the channels of energy exchange where your energy is being sent to them and their energy is sent to you. These cords form as an automatic result of intention and emotion being exchanged between people. When you think warm, loving thoughts about someone, these conduits reach out and give positive frequencies that elevate the feeling nature of the person. And when you do this, you receive these energies as well. And the greater the intensity of emotion, the wider the conduit that is built, and the greater volume of energy that is sent across it. To be in the radiant wholeness of your vibrant self, you will want to attend these energy connections, allowing only those that support and uplift your energies to be maintained. And so now we will release these connections and restore the harmony and sovereignty of your energy body. So now, to each person, extend forgiveness in your mind. Express the words, "I forgive you," and "I forgive myself," allowing yourself to feel the sensations of compassion and love. Just the intention to do so is potent enough, because the white mist does all the forgiving for us and only requires the invitation of willingness. Ultimately, we are forgiving nothing more than the innocent misperceptions of the mind that forgot how to see the perfection of the soul. And so, it's made its measurements of value and meaning with the yardstick of personality, which, by its very nature, obscures the perfection of the true spiritual identity at the core of who we really are. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. It has no conditions or requirements of any kind. Simply extend the words and intention to each person. You can see each person up close and look them in the eyes if you like, making this experience intimate to whatever degree you feel guided or comfortable. Go to each person now and extend forgiveness. And now, we're prepared to release the energetic connections to each of these people. Keep in mind that your loving connections will be remade simply by extending warm thoughts to them. We are going to remove each of these cords from your field and restore your energy to its sovereign harmony. Standing in front of your seat, looking down at all the radiant souls on the stage, just look and notice the cords connecting your energy body to the energy bodies on the stage. In a moment, I would like you to go ahead and cut these cords. You may wish to invite Archangel Michael to come and cut them away for you, or you can cut them yourself, visualizing their detachment in a way that's gentle, precise, and instantaneous. Once these cords are severed, they will become cauterized with light. Then, I will have you imagine reaching out with your hands and retrieve your energy from those people, returning it to your energy field and sending the energy of the others back to where it came from. I will count backward from 3 to 1, and after I say the number 1, we will take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, visualize the cutting of the cords. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Breathe in a deep breath, and exhale, cutting the cords all at once, pulling your energy back, sending their energy back to them, feeling the release and restoration, accepting what is yours, returning what is not. Very good. Well done. Now just relax for a moment and allow that shift to settle in. Relaxing your breathing, resting, accepting. You can offer a kind farewell to the people as they drift away from the theater of your mind. Be sure to thank your guides and the bright ones that have accompanied you in this process, and go ahead now and return to your natural state of awareness. Back to now. Back to your body and the room that you're in. Well done. Thank you for joining me in this process, and blessings to you and your beloveds.
And right now it's time to close our chakras for the people who want to do that. And to do this, we go to the top of the head, pretending we have doors. And closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Then to the solar plexus, closing that door. And the navel, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, closing that door or leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. And if you prefer, you can leave all your chakras open or close them just as much as you feel comfortable with them. Now we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light. It's a very protective pyramid as used by the ancient Egyptians. And you can construct it around yourself, around your family, around your house, around your town, around your world, around your universe. And he's going to take you by the hand and put you into the pyramid. Seal it at the top with a blue seal. Thank you, Michael. And there you'll be protected and safe until next time we meet, or until next time you meditate. And thank you. And I believe we're going to play one of Raita's videos. Is that right? Have we got time?
Yes,
we do. I think we have. Oh, there's only 9 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where the time has gone.
It flew by.
It's flown as usual.
We were in the moment, and then when you're truly in the moment, time seems to bend. That's how we influence time.
So I think what we'll do is play the heart song.
The audio.
Shall we?
Okay.
And it's a song by Miss Magical and Gary. Did you want to introduce it, Marika?
What do I want to introduce it?
You said you were listening to this song this weekend on your MP3 player?
Yes. Yes, I've played it a lot of times.
Here we go.
Sing it. Love is the sound that comes through your heart.
She knows it.
She knows it.
Here we go. Scary and Miss Magical. Fantastic. Right, before we go, we want to thank the Angelic Realm for being here and hope they remain in the archives for anybody listening. And we want to thank Gary for doing such a wonderful meditation, and Marika, and you all in the chat room and listeners for helping to co-create this wonderful energy.
Yes, thank you all for being here. Thank you for sharing your experience, yeah. Marika.
And don't forget to drink loads of water. Yeah, that was great. Really good. And the week after next, we're hoping to have Miss Magical live here on the show.
Wonderful. And I think we're going to go out with a little Jen Christie song.
Yeah.
Hey Namaste. I surprised everyone and fixed the audio on this. And then re-upload into the switchboard. So you're in for a treat as we go on.
Very nice
thank
of you.
Everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Night, everybody. Good day.
Good day.
You
good
have
night.
A blessed day.
We'll see Marika
victory.
In the garden.
We see each other soon again.
Yes. I'll see you in the garden, sweet one.
Yes.
Here we go. Hey, Namaste with Jen Christie.